Text numéro 57. Meet Afghanistan's female coders who are defying gender stereotypes. In the city of Herat, in western Afghanistan, a small but determined contingent of young women are quietly learning to code. They grow more empowered, creative and confident every day, says Feristah Farah, who set up the after-school program Code to Inspire, the country's first coding school for women, in November 2015. The beauty of coding and tech is that it doesn't matter who you are. With one computer and the internet, they can reach the world and work without even leaving the house, says a 31-year-old and Iranian-born Afghan refugee who returned to Afghanistan with her family after the Taliban regime fell in 2011. Code to Inspire would have been unthinkable before then, when under Taliban rule, girls' education was illegal and the internet banned. Code to Inspire is looking to the future. So far, it has taken on 50 students between the ages of 15 and 25 in Herat and aims to expand into Kabul and Mazar El Sharif. Students are learning the language to develop websites, creating their own mobile apps and exploring gaming technology. In a highly conservative country where up to 85% of women have had no formal education and only 16% of the workforce are women, in many ways these students are the lucky ones. Education for women is still a very sensitive topic. It is a very male-dominated culture, says Furo. Even in strict families where young women might still have limitations on their independence, coding offers the chance to work from home, she points out. When studying computer science at Herat University, Furo encountered lots of problems as one of the only female students. I was a very vocal student. The majority of my classmates were male, and a lot of the time they didn't like to see a girl being so vocal in the classroom, she says. Furo became one of the first female mentors to teach JavaScript. More than 200 students were taking the class, but only 10 turned up for the first few weeks. They didn't want to learn from a girl. They didn't think I'd be capable. With her own experiences in mind, the first priority was to find a safe and secure location to hold the classes. We didn't want to create any unnecessary trouble for the women or their families. The Code to Inspire team has worked hard to foster good relations with the local community and has won the approval of the students' fathers and brothers. Among the students is 20-year-old Hayday, who aspires to become a professional web developer. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2016.